The Book Club at 91.7. I'm Mark Purcell. Glad to have you along this morning and just thrilled to have on the line with me Sue Grafton, the New York Times best-selling author of a number of books around Kinsey Malone, that great private eye that we enjoy reading. It all began many years ago with A is for Alibi, and now Sue Grafton is on X. Sue Grafton, welcome to the Book Club at 91.7.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
Glad to have you here. And I just wanted to say, as I read X, I realized I've had the pleasure of interviewing you a time or two, and I believe I go all the way back to H is for Homicide. Did you, when you started this alphabet series, think you would be so close to the end?
I never pictured it. It has gone by in a heartbeat. If you look at 24 books, and lately they've been taking me 2 years per book, so that's a long stretch of time. I think I was very cheeky to imagine I could do this, and I think if I'd understood the work and the dedication and the agony required, I might have hesitated a little bit there at the beginning. But I was much younger than I am now, and I thought, you know what, let's just do this. I got the idea from an Edward Gorey cartoon book called The Gashly Crumb Tinies, which reads A is for Amy, who fell down the stairs, B is for Basil, assaulted by bears, C is for Claire, who died of ennui. You know, it went down the alphabet that way, and I thought, what a great setup. How about you could do 26 crime novels using words related to murder? And here I am.
And I was struck as I was reading your new book, X, how you still keep it fresh, Sue. I was really struck. You know, you'd think 24 books in that you might be getting stale. I mean, I'm not accusing you of getting stale, but it seems that it would be possible. But every time, you know, as I was reading this book, I was just struck how well you keep Kinsey right here in the forefront. And even though I've read, well, I won't say I've read all 24, but I've read a significant portion of those.
Okay.
X still seems just as fresh.
Yeah. Thank you, because that is one of my goals. If I don't feel I can deliver a book that has something new and fresh and different, you know, I just don't want to write the same book 26 times. It would bore me senseless. And I know with the writing process, unwittingly we repeat ourselves. I'll come up with an idea, it's like, oh, that's great, and then my shadow side, my dark side, says, but sweetie, we did that before. And so then I have to disconnect and disallow it. So it requires great ingenuity, and it causes me a lot of anxiety. However, I think it's worth the struggle to keep Miss Milhone on her toes and keep me on my toes as well.
Well, usually, you know, I said it all began with A is for Alibi, and I began with H is for Homicide. This is the first book in the series that doesn't have the is for in the middle, all due to the nature of X.
Yeah, I just could not find a word that I thought encompassed the whole. Usually a title carries some of the sense of the book. For instance, F is for Fugitive. You can just hear the story in that. E is for Evidence. You can hear the story just sort of embedded in the language itself. With X, there wasn't a word of that sort, and I thought, by golly, I made the rule up, and I can break it. So I expected howls of protest, but nobody said a word about it. It's like, maybe where I am, they just don't want to bug me for fear I'll give up on them.
Well, or perhaps it's just understood how difficult a letter X is to find a word
for. Oh, absolutely. Well, it's a very interesting letter, I must say. If you think about it, X is for a kiss. You put it on the outside of an envelope. X is for railroad crossings. There are all manner of uses of X in algebra, the unknown. So I do admire the letter, but I couldn't figure out what to do with it.
But right off in the beginning, as it's titled, the opening page of the book, the first two words, Teddy Xenakis. So right away you had X. I was wondering where you're going to go, and lo and behold, I crack open the book, and there's an X.
Yeah, you got it.
It was a lot of fun. I'm talking with Sue Grafton about her book X, the latest in her Kinsey Malone series. You can learn more about it at our website, wvxu.org. What has been the most challenging aspect of trying to keep Kinsey's series and Kinsey the character going?
Well, I think primarily it is the issue of not repeating myself. It's just surprising how often you come up with an idea. I do it, it's like, oh, this is so new, fresh, and different. But it isn't. It's just familiar. And so I have to, I junk storylines. I keep a journal for each of these novels. So I'll have 5 chapters written and 200 single space pages of notes. And I think it's not going to work. And so the hardest, the most courage I ever have to exhibit is taking a storyline and just throwing it out the window, which always carries with it the sense that nothing's going to come to take its place. But I have to trust Providence, and if my shadow says it's not working, it ain't working. So we have to go back and start again.
Now, this is set back in time. I love how you, have Kinsey working, in this book in 1989.
Right.
And I'm just, as I was reading X, I was struck about how much has changed in just that 25 or so years.
And it seems like just yesterday I was working on a Smith Corona portable typewriter,
Yeah.
One of the things, I didn't do this on purpose quite. There was a piece of me thinking, if I write 26 books about one woman who starts at the age of 32, you start adding that up and it's going to get ridiculous toward the end. So I knew I needed to sort of offset the aging process. And in doing so, she is now trapped back in 1989, and there is no internet. There is no technology to help her with her job, which is kind of fun. You know, we get so spoiled by cell phones and the internet and Google, and Kinsey Malone has to do her sleuthing the old-fashioned way, which is much more interesting if you think about it.
How do you keep track of what was and, what wasn't at the time? Because the little touches I loved, like, I was struck when she licked a stamp. I went, licked a stamp? But that's, that's right, it's 1989.
That's right. Well, once in a while I goof, and my readers are very quick to catch me up on that score, but I almost have to do research. Early in the series, I made a point of not doing time references. I didn't want to tie it to politics or popular music. Now, I make those references to remind the reader that we're back in time. And I think it helps. Once in a while, I get an irate letter from somebody going, the ages in this book are all off. And I have to write back and say, no, they're not, sweetheart. I did it perfectly. It's just that you are forgetting that we're caught back in time. So I do enjoy those moments when I can smack back a little bit.
And in the realm of everything old is new again, there is also a California drought here, even in 1989.
I know. I felt like a Cassandra, a great seer, because I started writing about the drought, and here we are again, and it's much the same, and nothing has changed. Well, with the drought that I lived through, which was that one in 1986 to 91, we were trying to sell a house. We painted our grass so that it would look green, and our neighbors were so irate because they thought we were cheating on our water allotment. But it looked really green and gorgeous. If a leaf blew over that had been painted, of course, the whole illusion was shot. But it's just amusing to me now that somebody figured out a way to make money off a drought.
Right. Sue Grafton, her new book in the Kinsey Malone series is called X. And yes, there is no X is four, but it is the 24th in the alphabet series, I guess you could say. You can learn more about it at wvxu.org. And along the way, you've been named a Grandmaster of the Mystery Writers of America. You've won many honors and awards. What have you found the most satisfying in your career with Kinsey?
Well, part of it, I have had to disconnect. I think when you win awards, while they are lovely, it just tends to distract from the work. I don't want to start thinking I'm hot patootie, you know? It's like I got a job to do, and while I appreciate appreciation, it doesn't help me write the next sentence well. So my job is to keep from getting stuck on myself and to keep from thinking I'm something I'm not. I write detective novels as a form of entertainment. I'm writing about homicide, which is the most serious business there is. And between those two, I need to focus on the job at hand. So good reviews, bad reviews, all of that I have to kind of block out so that I can do my job.
You were born and raised in Louisville, Kentucky, right down the road from Cincinnati here.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering how much that upbringing and growing up in Louisville informs your writing today. What part of that upbringing shows up in your novels?
Well, I think one thing I learned early on, I was taught never to call attention to myself and never to make anybody else uncomfortable. So if you think about murder, that already violates two of those Southern principles. So rather than murder, I just get on the side of law and order. And a lot of that, I think, is my Southern upbringing. You know, it's just inbred. And I sometimes have to work in opposition to that because I think, oh, I don't want people to be bad. That's not nice. I think my people should just be really sweet to each other. But that makes such a dull detective novel that I have to fight that tendency.
So did you ever visit Cincinnati while you were growing up in Louisville?
Well, sometimes. My sister lives up there now. So
I guess I was going to say, I'm sorry for interrupting, but I was going to say, somebody just told me last night that your sister was worked at the library here in...
Yes, she was the head of the Anderson branch, and she's now retired, but it does amuse me that our father wrote books, and she now houses them in libraries, and I write them, so his influence was profound.
Well, with the end of the alphabet in sight... I'm wondering, what are your feelings about your relationship with Kinsey and the end of that? I imagine you don't see it as an end-all, be-all.
No, and I'm not entirely certain she's going to let me go when we get to Z is for Zero. She has dominated my life, please note, and God bless her for that. I suspect we will go on and do a standalone or two if I have the strength and if I haven't been institutionalized by then. Writing is that's how I live my life, and I can't imagine not having writing as my structure and my framework for life, but I don't want to do it when the juice is gone. You know, I don't want to be one of those writers who's hanging on when I should be laying it by, so we'll see how I hold up.
Well, you said Z is for Zero, so does that mean you have the titles for the next two already?
I have that title, and Y, which I'm working on now, I'm not sure. I have a couple of ideas, and we'll see which ones. I'll throw them up against up against the wall and see which ones stick. You know, it's like dinner plates. So we'll see. I think I know where I'm going, although I'm never quite sure of that, and that's what keeps me alert. Frightened and on my toes.
Well, we only have a moment left, and I wanted to ask, from A is for Alibi all the way through X here, what's been the biggest change in Kinsey Millhone and in Sue Grafton?
I think she is mellowing. I hope so, at any rate. She's beginning to make her peace with some of her past issues. I am just frightened to death. I won't get to Z is for Zero. So the change in me is I'm a lot less cocky than I was when I started out. You know, I just didn't understand the enormity of what I was undertaking. Now I think, well, wow, aren't you the cheeky little thing? So we'll see if we get there. We're going to get there. I will promise you that. As they say, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise.
Well, Sue, thanks for your time this morning. And as always, thanks for another Kinsey adventure here.
Thank you for your time as well.
Sue Grafton, the best-selling author of the Kinsey Milhone series. You can learn more about her latest installment, X, on our website, wpxu.org. This is the Book Club at 91.7.